Hi, guys, and welcome to another episode of Living Life at LifeU. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today we are joined by a familiar face to most students at Life University, at least if you've been doing some studying, Ms. Tamisa Ridley. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Veronica?
I'm so good. So good. So talk to us why our students should be familiar, at least with your face and who you are.
Well, they should be familiar because I am the instructional librarian as well as the associate learning director of learning resources. Mm-hmm. And so I come to their classes and I teach them about information literacy skills, all of the resources and services that the library has to offer. Mm-hmm. And we are constantly encouraging students to come to the library because it's more than a place to study.
Absolutely.
And so we want to make sure that they know that there are various levels of services and resources available to them.
That's amazing. So let's talk about those.
Okay.
All right. So before we go into details about the library itself, how long have you been Life University?
I've been here for 8 years.
8 years.
Over 8 years.
That's amazing. Congratulations. That's a long time.
It is, yes.
Tells you the person that's been here for 10 years.
Oh my gosh, in the library, so many have been there longer. So
yeah,
we never leave.
So that's beautiful. So why did you choose Life University, or why have you kept chosen Life University, I guess?
Well, I came here because I was looking for a smaller institution. I came from Mercer, so it was kind of small, but mm-hmm. I was looking for something different, something closer to home as well. Mm-hmm. And so I'd been applying at Life like for a while, looking for a part-time position, because I just really thought it'd be a nice place to work. And I kind of, you know, understood the mission and the philosophy and all those things. And it spoke to me. So I wanted to be a part of it. I'm here because it's a good place to work. I love the environment. I love the flexibility that it offers, and I love what I'm doing. So I love teaching students about information literacy. So that's one of my favorite things about working here.
That's amazing. And what exactly is information literacy?
So information literacy in its simplest form is just basically students or whoever, the information user, understanding what their information need is. So whether that's for an assignment and you've been told to find peer-reviewed sources, or you've been told to use like magazine articles, whatever the case may be, whatever your need is, and then understanding how to find it and then evaluate it for use to make sure that it's a good quality source, and then of course citing and attribution, so making sure we don't commit plagiarism in the end.
That's amazing. That's such an important piece of it.
Yes.
And talk to me about some of those resources that the library provides. This is honestly, if you haven't been on campus and you're listening in, I think the library is one of the most fabulous places on campus. I used to love it a lot. Mm-hmm. I used a lot of its resources, but I know that a lot has changed and a lot has evolved. What are some of those, I guess, snap bits that the library provides as resources for students?
Well, I think one of the most popular things is going to be the study rooms, right? So students can come in, make a reservation, and they can use those study rooms for up to 6 hours per day.
Nice.
We still have those. And then we also have our anatomy models. Those will never go away because students will need those, so mm-hmm. those are still available for students to use. But we also have Galileo, which stands for Georgia Library Learning Online, and it's mm-hmm. a digital library.
Yeah.
So it's where you go to access all your databases. All of our resources, our physical, like our databases and things like that, are available through Galileo. Mm-hmm. So that's your starting point to access those. So we have like digital learning tools like anatomy.tv and Drawing to Know It if you're studying anatomy. We also have like Films on Demand as well, which is a great resource. Depending on how you learn, you might want to watch a video.
Yeah.
And I like that resource because it segments out the videos for you. So if you've got a topic, it'll show you where it starts in that video. You watch that 5 minutes versus watching maybe 50 minutes of the video.
Wow.
So that's a good resource to have as well. And faculty can use those, add quizzes to it. So that's another resource that we have, not just for students, but for the entire community.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we have Information Literacy Core, which mm-hmm. is a information literacy tutorial. So students can go onto that site. They can go through it themselves, mm-hmm. tutorials, quizzes, videos to really help them learn about information literacy skills. Faculty can also take it, embed it into their courses. It'll even grade it for you, and so it'll go right into your Blackboard course. It'll save them some time. That's really helpful if faculty cannot get us into their classes. They just don't have time for whatever the reason. That's another tool that they can use to ensure that students are getting the information they need.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's really good. And we do have a bunch of those classroom textbooks still on campus and stuff. Go ahead.
Yes, we do have textbooks. Uh-huh. We have some textbooks, not all of them, but we do have some. So students can check from our library's homepage using the library catalog. They can search search for it by the course number. Mm-hmm. They can ask for it at the front desk as well, because that's where they live. Or they can chat with us online as well. They'll just say, hey, do you have this textbook available? And if we can get it in electronic format, we do that as well to support the online students.
That's amazing. And I remember also from when I was a student, I use a lot of, one of the biggest resources that I use in the library, being a nutrition student, is that there was a specific kind of like an EHR program that we did. So talk to us a little bit about, do we still have it?
We do still have it, as far as I know. It is on all the computers in the computer lab right now, so students can come on and use it if they need to.
That's amazing.
Still available.
That's such an important resource, I think.
Yes.
It allowed for a lot of the time from, you know, classroom time to actually for us to be able to focus, get the work done, and continue with the experience of the learning piece of whether it was a patient or a client or whatnot.
Yes.
So it really helped a lot. So talk to me, you mentioned that you came from Mercer University. Mm-hmm. You're at I know you have experience with public institutions as well. Mm-hmm. What has been that transition, I guess, that change in between working for a smaller private institution to a bigger institution and whatnot?
Well, so Mercer's pretty small too, because I worked at the graduate campus. So
gotcha.
The vibe, it was still the same. It's still a small campus. It's walkable. You can get out. You know people. And so that really hasn't changed very much for me.
Okay.
I did work at West Georgia as well, which was, by the time I left, it was getting big. When I first started, it was not. So that was fun to watch it grow. I guess the pace of everything might be a little bit different. There are less students, and so that was a nicer change as well. So I do appreciate that, being able to connect more with the students.
That's awesome. And what about, I would guess, input on the change in the quarter versus semester system? It is two institutions that were completely different. How would you say the change in the culture of the university would be from a semester student or semester school to a quarter school?
Right. So time.
Yeah.
Right. There's so much more time to get things done. So teaching, that would impact for faculty. Mm-hmm. And then learning time for students as well. Like even when you're taking like those little mini courses or quarters, it's so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And with the semester, you've got time. You've got 16 weeks to go through and really learn. And there's a lot of, I think there's less pressure, like your assignments, you have more time for those. So
yeah.
I think that would be helpful, especially for DC students who have to take so many classes, that's a lot. So yeah, I would definitely say that would be the most important thing that I could think about, is just time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that when I think about going, I went to a semester school and then I came to Life University. It was definitely for myself that I used to be more of I'll get it done later. I learned real quick, guys, that there's no, I will get it done later. I got the time to do it now. Let's go ahead and get it done now versus, you know, kind of leaning back.
Quarter goes by so fast. I have to label my calendar and have to keep up with it. This is week one. This is week three. That's how everything functions for me. It's all about the weeks. So, yes.
That's amazing. Yes. That's amazing. What are some of those, I guess, resources that you would say for a student, the current student at the university, that we have on campus, is that you're seeing a trend of lack of use, that is a huge resource that they should be using more? Call of action.
So what I teach in my classes is the library, life.edu/library, is your starting point. That's where you're going to get access to all of those resources that we've vetted, you can get your peer-reviewed articles from there. You're going to access videos. So starting with life.edu/library and then heading over to Galileo, everything lives there. And so it's an easy access point. Students rely on Google a lot because that's what we know, right?
Yeah.
And it's easy to search. The language is different from searching in a database and searching in Google. And so that's something that they have to learn to be able to search efficiently and get what they need. But that's what we're here for, so that we can help them with that. So definitely Galileo, our virtual library, that's where they want to start. And because so many students are not from Georgia, they're not familiar with it. And that's, again, we're just sharing that information to make sure that students know we have that available to them.
That's amazing. I didn't know that Galileo was a state thing. That's really extraordinary. There's a lot of resources, a lot of research articles in there, and a lot of peer review articles, magazine. I remember that there's links to magazine articles as well, and things of that nature.
There's so much stuff in there. If you need stats, you can find that. We've got PowerNotes, which is a really good research tool for helping you organize larger research, that's mm-hmm. available through Galileo. Of course, we've got images as well. So if you want authoritative images, if you can't mm-hmm. trust what you found online, mm-hmm. we've got that too. So
that's amazing. So,
and ebooks. I have to talk about ebooks because ebooks are available, especially for our online students who don't have access to our print copies as easily. Mm-hmm. We have those online, those ebooks available for students to use.
And how does Galileo work specifically? Do you have a login and password, or how does that work?
So we have just one login now, so you can log. Basically, the same way you would sign in with your Blackboard
gotcha.
Credentials, mm-hmm. it's the same credentials. And so students can log in now, whether they're on campus or off, they still have to log in, but they'll get access to it that way.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. So it's not a paid service. It's part of their tuition and their relationship, their career on campus.
Yes, they don't see that. They just know that it's available, which is how it's supposed to be.
Right? Yeah.
Just available.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's amazing. That's really cool. So what are your goals for your career at the university?
So right now I'm in school. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on my doctorate in adult education.
Amazing.
So I am hoping at some point to... I'd like to teach, maybe do that as well, like teach a course. So I'm thinking about that. But then also, if I can at some point, right now I'm the associate director, so that's comfortable for where my life is right now.
Yeah.
So a few years down the road, I don't know, if there's an opening, then that might be a consideration. So.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Awesome.
Just got to get through school first.
Yeah. Yeah. What year are you in?
My gosh. So I'm doing my doctoral program now. I have 6 classes left.
Yay! Yes. Almost there.
Almost
there. So. Well, thank you so much for taking some time of your really busy schedule to chat with us and to let us know about what the library has to offer. It was one of my favorite places on campus. Just as a person that used to get really easily distracted, it was a place for me to be able to hone in mm-hmm. and use those rooms specifically. I think we hanged out, we lived off of those rooms.
Yes. It's everyone's favorite spot.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't checked out the library and you are on campus, please, please, please take your time, take your ID, come on to the library and use the resources that are available for you. Thank you so much again for spending some of those really busy minutes of your life with us. Congratulations on your upcoming doctoral program. I'm really excited for you. And here we go, guys. You heard it here first on Living Life at LifeU. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you. You're welcome.